better results from search engine advertising. I'm Janet Attard with the BusinessKnowHow.com idea of the day. Have you tried buying pay-per-click ads on Google, Yahoo, or Microsoft, but were unhappy with the results? Did you wind up spending money without seeing an increase in sales or inquiries from your contact page? If so, you're not alone. It's not unusual for businesses that try online advertising for the first time to be disappointed with the results. As a result, they either blame the service for sending junk traffic or decide after an initial trial that advertising online just doesn't work for them. There are news stories from time to time about pay-per-click fraud. However, from what I've seen, the biggest reason small businesses are dissatisfied with pay-per-click campaigns is that they don't take the time to find out what makes online advertising campaigns work and how to avoid attracting clicks from people who don't make good sales prospects. Learning how to bid on and benefit from search engine advertising takes time and practice, but the practice doesn't have to break your budget. Just keep these suggestions in mind. Read the instructions before you put your money on the line. Every online pay-per-click advertising system has instructions available online. Read the instructions and be sure you understand them before you make any advertisements live. Understand the importance of keywords and key phrases. Keywords and key phrases are the words and phrases people type into search engines when they are looking for information. If you sell fish to pet stores, you're going to want to use different key phrases than a company that sells fish to restaurants. Use the keyword suggestion tools search engines' pay-per-click services offer to help you find the best keywords for your site. But be choosy. Don't blindly accept every keyword they suggest. Learn to use negative keywords. Negative keywords are words you don't want your ads to show up for. For instance, if you are a photographer who sells prints of your work online, you would not want to pay for clicks by people searching for free photos. So you'd probably want to use free as a negative keyword. When you first set up your ads, avoid advertising on the content networks. The content networks are privately owned sites that publish search engine pay-per-click ads and get paid when visitors to their site click on the ads. Once your ads work well for you in the search engines, then you can go back and consider including the content networks in your ad buy. Watch the geographical area. If you don't want to sell nationally or can't sell nationally or internationally, don't advertise nationally or internationally. You don't want to pay for clicks from someone from Nebraska looking for landscaping services when your company only services a handful of towns in Massachusetts. When you set up your ad campaign, limit your keyword to phrase matches and exact matches and be specific. Instead of using glasses as a keyword to reach people interested in buying something to drink out of, use drinking glasses or commercial glassware and put those words in quotes. Again, once you get the hang of buying pay-per-click ads, then you can test broad match keywords and more generic keywords. There's much, much more to learn about buying pay-per-click ads, but the tips above, if followed, should help you get started without wasting a lot of money on clicks from prospects who are looking for something a bit different from what you sell. I'm Janet Attard with the BusinessKnowHow.com idea of the day. Find more ideas, tips, and hints to grow your business at www.businessknowhow.com.